Look at them come, Gregor. Yes, a great alliance begins today.
A great alliance? All I see is a mission of war. An insidious occupation already in progress. Look at them. They've brought horses by ship to the city. Call this what it is. A show of power.
Perhaps now's as good a time as any to discuss his requirements.
What are you talking about?
He likes to be addressed as the Grand Master.
Ah, good. So long as he's humble.
And he doesn't like to be touched.
Right.
I've waited so many times at so many gates. This particular gate, more than most, for people to arrive. Today it's with Kadali, that slimy snake worming his reptile body inch by inch back into favour. We're waiting for the embassy of the Balarak.
Oh, and one other matter, Gregor.
Yes, please, let's have it. Should I kiss his feet? Do I wait upon him with perfumes?
He's blind.
He's blind?
Quite completely.
Isn't he supposed to be some sort of great warlord?
He is a great warlord.
Who can't see his own horse?
He adapted. You know a bit about adapting, don't you, Gregor? To whoever's in charge, The Sultan, Maya, and now a Sultana. An ever-refreshing process of adaptation.
What exactly are you accusing me of?
Grand Master, welcome to Tuman Bay.
Who is this?
What an honour.
Kadali.
He has a face like granite, and gaping holes where his eyes used to be.
I hope you had a good journey.
This is a man who has been in wars.
The sea was calm. Perhaps I could advise a rest before you see Her Majesty.
I am not here to rest. I want to speak to the Sultan.
And you will, imminently.
Who are you?
Master of the Palace Guard.
I asked who you are, not what you are.
My name is Gregor. May I offer you my hand, Grand Master, to...
What you can offer me, Gregor, Master of the Palace Guard, is the Sultana. Now.
If I hadn't looked right into those eyeless sockets, I swear he could see.
We in Tuman Bay pride ourselves on possessing one of the largest, most labyrinthine palaces in the world. But getting anywhere does require a fair bit of walking. Now, if you turn your attention to the right, you will see a sublime view of the old sculpture court. No, I'm sorry, you can't see it.
Wouldn't look if I could.
All ruined by Maya and her followers, I'm sorry to say. Anyway, this way. And now we are passing through the menagerie, which was once famous far and wide. Oh, but alas. It's fortunate that you cannot see what Tuman Bay has come to, Grand Master. We are entering the Hall of Mirrors. Of course, no mirrors now. Even the sandalwood panelling has gone.
An indulgence.
What's that, Grand Master?
Mirrors.
Of course, Grand Master. A frightful extravagance. Please.
What is Kadali up to? He's being even more obsequious than usual.
Ah, yes, here we are. The throne room.
Well, open the door.
Quite so, Grandmaster. But if I may be so bold, a few points of protocol.
Protocol?
When in the presence of the Sultana, Tuban Bay has a long...
Just open the door.
Yes, of course. But if I could just advise...
No. I advise you open the door. Now.
Of course. Of course. Your Majesty, may I present the Grand Master... Amalric of the...
Well, which one of you is in charge?
Grand Master, welcome to Tuman Bay.
All right, so if you're the Sultana, that would make the woman at your shoulder the Vizier Alkin.
It's as if he knows the whole layout of the room just from sound and smell.
An honor, Grandmaster.
Tumun Bey may not want this alliance, but we need it. So everyone has been told to attend and create a good impression.
Grandmaster, I hope while you are in Tumun Bey you will be able to explore our beautiful city. I know the shrine of Bakara is of significance to the Balarak.
My lord, when the Sultana rises, protocol requires you must kneel. My lord.
I will stand.
But Grandmaster.
I will stand.
It's all right. Leave him be.
Your Majesty.
Tumun Bey is an ancient city. There are many customs, but we are amongst friends. An alliance between Tumun Bey and the Balarak would benefit all of us. It would bring peace throughout the region, allowing traders to conduct commerce across borders without fear.
Tumun Bey is weak.
Not so weak, Grandmaster, as one might think. An alliance between
ours. An alliance. I'll speak plainly, and I'll ask that you listen carefully, because I'm not a man who likes to repeat myself. Tumun Bey is on its knees. We are willing to offer our hand in friendship. We have a common enemy, Maya. She's building up her strength in the north. She will come again. Her ambitions are limitless. We Balarak are placed between Maya's territories to the north and Tumun Bey to the south. You need us. We are what stands between you and a second occupation in as many years, and we are prepared to help.
What sort of help?
We are prepared to take Tumun Bey under our protection. We will send our advisors and officials and install a garrison to defend your walls.
Our walls are already defended.
Oh, yes, with a palace guard of 100 men under your command, Gregor.
So you propose to replace them with your men? Sounds like a takeover to me.
Ah, General Kulan. I have studied your battles. You were once one of the greatest commanders in the field.
I hope I still have a few battles left in me.
But unfortunately, no army to fight them with.
Grandmaster, with respect, we would prefer not to have your advisors or officials within our city walls. We have a great number of
it's
our
own.
It's
up to you. If you decline our offer of friendship, then you must pay for our forces. Why should our soldiers die defending Tumun Bey if Tumun Bey does not want us? If you choose to treat us as mercenaries, you will need to pay us as mercenaries.
Majesty, I swear I had no idea.
Kadali, in the Sultana's ear, already affecting damage control.
Don't react, Majesty. Just nod and keep smiling.
Does your woman have something to say? Smiles and nods have very little effect on me.
Then let us work with words instead. Say we do pay you. How much are you asking?
2 million pieces of gold. Surely for the most powerful, most wealthy city on earth, this is but a pittance.
It has been a pittance, and soon it will be again. But in the brief, unusual present, Grandmaster, Tumun Bey has been freshly ransacked by Maya. We are in an ongoing process of rebuilding.
Then you know what you must do. If you can't pay, you have to let us in. Or simply wait for the inevitable, with nothing but Gregor and his 100 men between you and Maya.
And if we decline your very kind offer?
Then God help you. If there's anything you want less than the return of Maya, it's me as your enemy.
Tumun Bey, Series 3, Episode 3, The Blind Man, by Mac Rogers.
We have other customers.
This way. Through here.
We're not stopping.
No, not here. This sector is for amateurs. I know a more exclusive part of the market.
Levant! My God!
When did I see you last?
I told you I would return, didn't I?
You did, Effendi, you did.
This young lady here...
I am Heaven. I'm the one who will be making the purchase. You'll be talking to me.
I see.
And this is the captain of my ship. He'll be ensuring the safe transport of the merchandise back to Tumande.
That's good. That's good. It's hard to move good slaves these days. Or any slaves, for that matter. Everything's falling apart. The suppliers can't get the product across from the east anymore. There's no control of the seas or the borders.
And the spice road, I'm told, is...
rife with bandits. I had a consignment due last week. Paid my supplier in full, I might add. Well, gold is the only currency they trust now. Promises were made. And what choice do we have other than to trust?
I remember my father once told me, in business it's not if everyone will betray you, but when.
Wise words. When my consignment finally arrived, what did I get? A few old men and a couple of children.
You see? Mm-hmm.
All the other slaves have been taken by bandits. It's a mess. What can you do?
Well, on the matter of our merchandise...
Your merchandise is prime quality. Uh-huh. I've kept it especially for you, my friend. I knew you'd be coming, but as the weeks have gone on, I had to cut their rations a bit. Uh-huh. You understand how it is. But I knew you would come. And they'll quickly put on weight. There will be a small extra charge, of course.
Of course, though. I understand completely.
I'd like to see them first, before we get carried away with extra charges.
Of course. This pen over here. This way. It's in there.
Quiet in there, wouldn't you say?
If you look through the slats, you can see them.
Yes, of course. Yes, I see them. Yes, marvellous.
They look thin, sick maybe.
No, not at all. A sea voyage will be perfect. By the time you get to Tumen Bay, they'll be perfect prime quality.
You understand if I don't just accept your word for it, yes? You there! Bring that one over, the woman.
Yeah, bring her over.
Yes, master. Oi! Oi! Agashoto!
Look up.
Mele dundu. Mele gudu.
Mouth open.
Ah. Ah.
Lift your arms.
Kai mele.
Thank you. You may go.
Kichiko.
These slaves are malnourished.
Look, I have to make a profit too.
How much did you pay for them, Bavant?
Oh, well...
He hasn't paid for them, not yet. They will fatten up fine. The sea air, that's just what they need. Mm. Yeah, to be honest, the business being in the state it's in, you're not going to get a better deal than this.
Perhaps we could...
You haven't paid for them?
Bavan, Evan just asked you a question.
I think we need to go somewhere and chat.
Well, look, don't be too long. I've been holding them for you. There have been many inquiries, and I've turned them down for you. But I won't hold them forever. I could sell them just like that. I've already kept them here for you for a month. And, by the way, there is going to be extra charge for the food. Don't forget. See you soon. And don't be long.
All right. It took longer than I thought to get here. And yes, there were some misunderstandings along the way.
Misunderstandings is an interesting way to say kidnapping and robbery.
That wasn't me. It was my associates. They betrayed me as much as you.
Even if I believe that, you're the one who hired them.
Why not just let me stab him?
Look, the point is I have delivered these slaves, Captain. Please.
It's okay.
Sit down. Slaves are hard to get. I've put a deposit down. A third down payment, a whole third.
You said they were fully paid for.
Yes, paid for, meaning reserved. You try finding 500 slaves elsewhere at a time like this. Not easy. Look, our deal was 50-50, yes? You have the ships, I have the slaves.
You don't have the slaves, though. You have a third of the slaves.
Ah, but if you really think about it, we're arguing over nothing.
We're arguing over a great deal.
When we get the slaves to Tumen Bay, they will be snapped up. I'll be able to pay my debtors.
Ah, your debtors.
How do you think I made the down payment? I borrowed. I borrowed everywhere I could. Even promised my daughter's hand in marriage to one of my backers. Look, You can see I'm holding nothing back. I know I made a mistake on the ship.
A mistake, we're calling it, huh?
But I want to make it up to you. You know, there is a great shortage of labor in Tumen Bay. These slaves are better than gold. Captain, you're a man of the world. Tell her I'm right.
When did I become your ally in this conversation?
Is he right, Captain?
Evan, I'm a sailor. A sailor goes for gold. Gold never dies. But under the circumstances, with the way things are in Tumen Bay, oof.
The point is, if we do this, we won't be arguing over gold, because we'll all be swimming in
enough,
it.
Enough, enough, Bavan. Just listening to you is exhausting. Here is the new agreement. You've paid a third of the price, so you'll get a third of the profit when we get back.
But heaven, surely...
And that's me being generous. You want to hear my second best offer? It involves the captain and his dagger.
But...
Take it or leave it. I don't see that we have a choice.
There's always a choice.
Not a good one. And I am Sultana. My job is to find the least bad one.
The business that can't be put aside. The raising of the gold.
If you pay them once, they'll keep coming back!
Then tell me the better idea, General. Do we open the gates and just let them in?
I'm not a politician, I'm a soldier. You are the Sultana.
I see. You're overflowing with advice until the moment I actually ask for it. All right, I see no other path. We have to pay the Balarak.
And as always, Alkin watching with those impenetrable eyes of hers.
People are rebuilding their lives. They don't have gold to spare.
General, a word. Now.
Excuse me. Look. I've already told you...
Father, you are not the Sultan.
I know I am not the Sultan.
You had the chance to be Sultan, Father. You refused, and now the role has fallen to me. A role I cannot effectively fulfill if you keep undermining me.
I am merely your general.
Yes! A general with no army. Which makes you what, exactly? Do not disrespect me again. So... Gold. How do we raise it? Either give me a credible option or keep your mouth shut.
Perhaps we can borrow it?
Something to add, Kadali?
I only raise an eyebrow to the prospect of putting ourselves further into debt, Majesty.
In debt is better than defenseless, Majesty.
Gregor?
Majesty?
Do you have anything to offer?
And that's the damnation of it all. I don't.
Majesty, if I might humbly suggest an alternative solution.
Speak.
Some of you here, perhaps only the elder among you, perhaps I'm showing my age, will remember the story of the wise Mouse Mother.
Mouse Mother?
Whose family lived high on all the cheese in the larder until the owner of the house purchased a cat. Whereupon their fortunes began to change. Suddenly, cheese becomes a dearer commodity, harder to come by. Except, it turns out, the mother mouse thinks ahead.
Is there a point to all this?
Just another moment's indulgence. You see, the mother mouse is wise. Even under the reign of the cat, even at the very height of her fear, she thought of her family first. She moved the cheese somewhere the cat would never find it.
Kadali, you would do well to consider the outer limits of my patience for stories about cats and mice and cheese.
What if the cheese were gold? Specifically, the gold reserves of Tumen Bay.
But Maya took all of the gold.
When I was vizier under Maya, Majesty, I found myself in a position not unlike that wise mouse mother. My foremost task, even at the height of the terror, was to protect the city's gold reserves as best I could. After all, surely that is the duty of any vizier, to look after the essentials. Wouldn't you agree, Alkin?
I would.
And what is more essential than gold?
Is he bluffing?
I'm sorry, I assumed you all knew that I would protect...
Where is the gold now?
Safe, Your Majesty. And do you know why it's safe? Because only one person knows where it is. Someone who can be trusted. Like the mouse mother. This one. A useful contingency, Majesty. It connects the Sultan's palace with the Hafiz's palace. There are many such hidden passageways in Tumen Bay, as I had assumed you knew, Gregor. I think we will need the torches at the front, if at all possible.
You, ma'am. You.
Sir.
Torches at the front.
Yes.
And you?
Excellency.
Two at the side.
And perhaps someone guarding the entrance, you?
As I was just about to say, you, ma'am.
Sir.
Guard the entrance. No one follows us in.
No one?
Do the two of you want to stop vying for position long enough to show me this promised gold?
Please follow me, Majesty.
Assuming the promised gold really is in there.
Why would I forget anywhere? I've hidden a lifeline.
Spoken like a man who has more than one.
Just through here, Majesty.
Another hidden room?
If your men with the torches would like to illuminate matters for the Sultana.
Do it.
I had the slaves who carried it here dispatched. It was important to be sure no one could lead the enemy here. Beautiful, isn't it, Majesty? And not only beautiful, it gives you power.
This is good, Kadali. This is well done.
Your Majesty, I merely try to do as I have always done, my duty to Tumen Bay. Isn't that so, Gregor?
And he grins like the mouse with the cheese. And I slink away like the cat at the end of a long, fruitless hunt, going home with nothing.
You didn't join us to see the gold, brother.
I'm not interested in the gold. My concern is elsewhere.
You feel it too, then? That she's still here, still in the city somehow.
What are you talking about?
Maya, of course.
You need to move on, Gregor. Tumen Bay has more current dangers to confront.
Remember Sarah? She said Maya and her followers disappear into the walls when they no longer wish to be known. She said, you'll never know who they are and you'll never see them again until the time is right.
Effendi Red's widow. That's whose word you're basing all this paranoia on?
What if she was right? What if the time is soon?
Then we'll deal with that when it happens. If it happens.
Listen, brother. You're too close to see it. That's the problem.
Too close?
Manel, too.
Too close to what?
Alkin. Your own lover.
Just barely. She doesn't come to my bed much anymore.
But you're still close, yes? Does she ask you questions? Does she still see your correspondence?
She is the vizier. She sees many things.
What if Alkin's more than just the vizier? What if she's something else as well?
I hope I'm not intruding.
Alkin.
How much did she hear?
It's just... when you overhear your own name, the curiosity is hard to ignore.
All you're intruding on is my brother's decline.
These are legitimate questions, brother.
Oh, Gregor, Gregor. Look, this much is true. Giving them gold is a bad idea. Tumen Bay needs an army. You know it. I know it.
So what are you going to do about it?
Get one. Boy.
Yes, Commander.
You have this horse saddled and ready at dusk.
Very well, then.
Where are you going, brother?
As you said, I have ghosts to chase. Vizier?
Gregor?
I'm sorry, my love. It wasn't my intention to talk about you in your absence.
People talk. It means nothing to me. I'm much more interested in why you need that horse.
I need to see my guard.
Why don't I follow you? That way I can coax the truth from you drop by excruciating drop.
Won't that be entertaining? I'm going to my villa in the hills.
Now?
My counsel is clearly not wanted here.
Tumambe will always need its best general.
For what? For discipline? There's no discipline here. People are living for pleasure like there's no future. Look at my own daughter's husband.
Prince Herod is in a different position. He has no role.
Then he should make his own role. Preferably one that doesn't involve whoring and gambling. Maybe the rest of Tumambe would follow his august example.
When I was in Mafusda, it wasn't that different from Tumambe right now. They had just finished defeating another type of enemy, no less mysterious than Maya, no less deadly either. By the time the invasion was repelled, half the population was dead.
I've never heard of an invasion of Mafusda, and I know every battle
that's because the invader was the plague. And they don't teach generals about that. The point is, in the wake of so much death, there's a kind of natural rejoicing in simply being alive. That's what they were celebrating. That's what Tumambe is celebrating now. You should allow them a little more leeway. If they are to gain strength, they need time to recover.
There is no time. The Balarak are here now, and what are we doing, appeasing them?
We're paying for a service.
And the next time they offer a service, we can't refuse? And the time after that?
Then why are you leaving? Surely Tumambe has never needed your help more.
When the Sultana is prepared to listen, she can send me a message. She knows where to find me.
What will the Balarak think when Tumambe's greatest leader just leaves the city behind?
They won't see me. I'll travel in darkness with only my most trusted escorts.
And the Sultana? Does she know?
Maybe you can tell her for me. What are you doing? What are you doing?
That's not what you used to ask me when I pulled you into dark corners.
Maybe I'm out of practice.
We've come a long way, you and I.
True. The difference is I know where my own long way started. Where did your long way begin, Alkin? Don't like that question, then.
I'll give you this much, shall I? The world is not at all what you think it is, my dear lover.
Well, now I'm more mystified than I was before.
Well, perhaps you'll understand this.
I like you, Alkin, but I don't trust you. Not at all.
Perhaps you are wise.
See that you take care of my daughter.
I will. Good fortune to you, my love. I will see you on your return.
To come from, huh?
We've been around.
Someone, hey, you, get me a candle. I want a closer look at this.
I just told you.
Well, let's have a look.
Yeah.
I don't trust them. Maybe they're spies from the palace.
From the palace, yes, but not spies.
But you're...
Who?
Badli! Badli! Come over here, quickly! Yes, you were at his procession, is it? Is it?
It is. It's the prince.
Majesty. Majesty, what are you doing here?
What does it look like I'm doing?
And him?
My friend, Selim. A master of arrangements.
Really? Well, can he arrange us a drink or two, huh?
Is it all right?
Yeah, of course. I've already revealed myself.
Drinks are on Prince Herod.
Long live Prince Herod!
A Are you really depressed? You make love like a prince.
Who dares? I'm in the middle of receiving a compliment.
Sorry, Majesty. It's Selim. There are people at the front door.
What people?
They say they're from the palace.
Damn it.
You can just tell them to go, can't you? Well, can't you?
Come on. Ah, my Lady Sultana. Did you sleep well?
I was hoping to speak to you alone.
I hardly think my little monkey friend here will inhibit our conversation. Do you?
Perhaps you could put him back in his cage.
Really? I don't think so. I think it's a sad thing to cage any creature. We all want to come out and play sometimes, don't we?
Your Majesty, the Sultana is concerned about your behavior in the city.
I wasn't aware she was concerned about me at all.
It's not acceptable.
These are desperate times, husband. We are under attack. The Balorak have their spies here reporting back to that Grand Master of theirs, telling him how we're falling apart.
And you are out gambling and whoring every night.
What is she doing here?
She is my vizier, and I trust her. What is that animal still doing here?
He's my friend. I trust him. And you don't trust me.
Is it any wonder with your behavior?
I behave like that because you don't trust
me. Can you at least try to be discreet?
Like you are with her. Like your father is with her. Sort of a family affair, isn't it? Hard to see where I'd even fit in at all.
I never should have married him. I should have trusted my instinct.
It was necessary. You need his father's loyalty and support. More than ever, actually, with the Balorak sniffing around outside our gates and all the calamity they bring with them.
You speak as if you can see the future.
I'm your vizier. It's my job to plan for the future, and it's your job to rule.
Then get my father. I want to speak with him. Well?
He has gone, Your Majesty.
Gone? Gone where?
To the provinces, to seek help.
Help with what?
To build an army.
I never gave him... Why is everyone doing things behind my back?
I quite agree, Majesty.
Kadali?
How long have you been skulking back there?
Merely making myself available for any matters of policy that may arise.
Naturally.
And if I may be so bold, Majesty, you need a good advisor. Someone you can trust. Someone who is not your relative, your lover, or your pet. Someone who can think clearly without emotion. Someone who is disinterested.
Are you trying to describe yourself, Kadali? Because you're hardly disinterested. You're enormously interested in yourself.
I don't deny it. I consider it a virtue. What is good for me is good for Tumenbe. Unlike you, I don't have any other motives.
Be careful, Kadali.
Your father, Majesty, General Kulan, it's the oddest thing. I haven't seen him around.
Why is that odd? Perhaps I have sent him somewhere.
Where, if I may be so bold?
You may not.
Of course, Majesty. You know me, I merely wish to serve. Yes, thank you, Majesty. What do you want, Selim?
I just wanted to let you know how things are going. With the prince. We're friends.
So?
Just...
if you need help, if you ever need to use him. Look, I want to help you, Father.
In that case, I notice my carpet is rather dusty. Perhaps you can summon one of your cleaners to take care of it. Or failing that, do it yourself.
Father, I did what you asked. I helped to get you back in the palace.
And now you want what? A reward? A prize for being a good boy? A long-denied fatherly embrace? Oh, yes, go on. Cry. Your tears are wasted on me. What I respect is ambition, and you've never had a drop. Cleaning manager, you can't be serious. And only because of my influence. You have no idea what it is to work your way up from the bottom, to define yourself from nothing. I started life as a slave, and I was Chancellor of the Empire by the time I was your age. And what are you? The spitting image of your mother, an insignificant cleaning wench. So go on and cry. I owe you nothing.
Sultana.
You do me too much honor with this return visit, Grandmaster.
Where is General Kulan? Why isn't he here?
How does he always know?
My father is unwell.
I'll give you some advice, Sultana. While you may be able to compose your face, you cannot compose your voice. I can hear the truth.
Perhaps you overestimate your discernment.
No, my men saw him leave the city last night.
Then why ask if you already knew?
Maybe to hear what you would say.
Grandmaster, you need to have a care for how you speak to the Sultan.
Are you ready to receive my embassy of advisors and officials or not? I'm waiting for an answer, Sultana.
We are grateful for your kind offer. But I believe I can rule Tumen Bay without the help of the Balarak. We would, however, like to accept your even kinder offer to retreat from our city, go back to your fortresses and stand as a line of defense between Tumen Bay and Maya.
You know that would require...
That we meet your demand for payment? Yes. And we are prepared to do so.
You have the gold?
We do.
Where is it, then?
Oh, my men are at this very moment waiting to transport the gold bars to your ships.
Your men?
His men?
Officers of the palace guard, yes.
Now, if that concludes our business, Grandmaster, I'd like for you to pack up your camp, load your soldiers and your horses back onto the ships, sail back to your fortresses, and get started on the work we are paying you to do.
Very well, Sultan.
Shall I escort you?
I know the way.
Undoubtedly, Grandmaster.
Have you ever had that nightmare where everyone knew a secret except for you?
Who's the ranking man?
I am, sir, but...
We're moving the gold to the port this evening.
Yes, sir, but...
I want a full contingent of men escorting it. Every man who can be spared.
Of course, sir, but only... It has been done.
What has?
Transport of the gold, sir. It's been arranged.
By whom?
Oh, good evening, Gregor. Welcome to my office.
Your office? Are you out of your mind?
On the contrary, I'm very much in my mind. And it seems in my appropriate position as Master of the Palace Guard.
And just like that, every piece of the puzzle suddenly falls into place.
On whose authority?
I was hoping for a bit of outrage, some gnashing of teeth.
On whose authority?
Work it out for yourself, Gregor. It's an awfully short list. You should consider it a kindness, really. You haven't been yourself lately. That's understandable. We've all been through so much these past months. Maybe it's time to take your brother's advice.
My brother's?
To take a nice long rest, I mean. As he's urged you to do so many times.
You've been spying on us.
Merely remaining open to the many currents of information passing through Tumen Bay every day.
This isn't over.
I'll take good care of your men, Gregor. I don't think they'll miss looking for my eye in every shadow.
But, Your Majesty...
Gregor, I gave the order myself.
You're siding with Kadali.
And Alkin and your own brother. You're at your wit's end, Gregor. Anyone can see it.
There's still work to do, Majesty. Maya's agents are still here.
Maya, Gregor? Still?
You don't understand,
Majesty. I understand. You're in the grip of an obsession that's taking every ounce of attention you should be devoting to the crises our city is facing right now. Honestly, I mean, you haven't been yourself since we reclaimed the city.
That's just what I'm saying. I don't think we have reclaimed it.
Have you been taking something?
Taking something?
To cope. It would be understandable.
This is you, isn't it, Vizier? You've been plotting against me from the very start.
No, Gregor. This is entirely you.
I can do my job.
I don't think you can, Uncle. Or you would be already.
And if you're being honest with yourself, you don't think you can do it either.
If I'm being honest with myself, why start now?
Stop yelling!
You can't catch me, Timon Bay!
Matilda, they'll hear us!
Let them! Frog! Frog?
We need to land. There. By the port.
Why?
But not too close.
Are we prepared, Sergeant?
Yes, Grandma.
Frog?
Then we should set sail.
Yes, Grandma.
Why did we come down here? Frog? Who are those men?
They're called the Balorak.
They're frightening.
It's said they're the fiercest of all fighters, Matilla. They have fortresses all along the coast. Their leader, that one there, he's called the Grand Master.
He's the most frightening of all.
They say he's blind.
What's the matter?
I recognise him.
From where?
From my dreams.
I see my own way once the goal is
Do you really think it's possible to change the future?
Change the future you foresaw in your dream?
Yes.
What do you want to change? Frog, you're scaring me. That look in your eyes is more frightening than 100 Balorak. Where are you going? What are you trying to change? You said it was impossible. Wait! You're going too fast. I'm losing you, Frog! What do you need to change so badly?
Season 3, Episode 3 of Tumen Bay, The Blind Man, featuring Rufus Wright, Anton Lesser, Matthew Marsh, and Olivia Popica, was written by Mac Rogers, with music by Sasha Putnam, and editing and sound design by Eloise Whitmore. Tumen Bay is directed by me, John Scott Dryden, created by me and Mike Walker, and produced by Emma Hearn and Nadia Khan. For more details, including scripts and cast list, visit tumenbay.com.